Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, July 27th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. To start off today, we want to thank everyone who tunes in day after day and gets what we're trying to do here. Now, we don't come out and want you to agree with every single word we say. We would never be that bold. And when we're wrong about something, we come out to you and admit it. Lisa did so yesterday. And if you ask Lisa, I'm certainly not right about everything in the world.
No,
you're not. By any stretch of the imagination. One thing we're not going to do, though, out here, is come out here and try to beat you over the head and put you down so that you're less than what you are before. Now, we don't listen to the fear-monger radio shows anymore. But today, I turned one on for about 5 minutes, caught the first opening minutes. And this host actually said, I wrote it down as he said it. He said, we're actually under military attack now. That's what he said. Now, it's bad enough that the government and the media is trying to take your freedoms away from you. But when you got these alternative media hosts that just keep pounding this fear into you, and they want to basically say to you that you're not free any longer. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest revelations we had in D.C. Mm-hmm. was when we saw how free we actually can be.
Yeah, no kidding. And considering that this supposed military attack is happening in this person's pretty much their very backyard almost, right where they live, it's amazing that this guy can do his show.
Yeah.
And still say everything he's saying. And where's the troops? Why are they allowing him to broadcast if they're under military attack?
Right. This is the same person that says that we're under a police state right now. And it's actually like listening to a lunatic. It's like listening to a mental patient that says, let me read this again. He says, we're actually under military attack now. Where is it? How can you see how detrimental this is to the people listening to a show? Because we want you to go out there and be free, because the government can't take that away from you. When we stood out there with that huge sign in front of the White House, of course we weren't going to change the world. That one sign won't change the world, but we were free. We showed our freedom.
We said what we wanted to say.
Right.
Our sign said what it had to say. It was right in front of where Bush lives. We had Secret Service and Park Police all around us. If there was going to be any kind of military attack on civilians, I would think it would have happened at least a little bit.
Yeah. So when you listen to these people, listen to what they're saying, because if they're trying to take your freedom away from you and make you think something other than you are, they're doing a great disservice to you.
Tell them to prove it.
Yeah. Now, here's something I've been thinking about ever since the last few weeks, Lisa, is London has 4 million closed-circuit television cameras, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says the average citizen in London gets photographed 300 times a day. Yet in the last month, on three separate occasions, the buses and the subways have been bombed in London.
So what does that tell you? That being a total surveillance city isn't going to stop a bomb or a terror attack
or
a New World Order elite terror attack.
Right. Yeah, that's what it says. Either Big Brother is very blind, or it wasn't these quote-unquote terrorists doing this anyways.
Shows the folly of the Patriot Act and similar types of legislation.
Yeah. So the big question everyone asks is, when's it going to come to America? Mm-hmm. Look, it's been to Bali, it's been to Spain, it's been to London. Well, the answer is whenever the New World Order delete that it's our time, when our number is up. So read the article on the Wing TV homepage. It's called Is Big Brother Blind? And you'll see what we mean.
Well, President Bush met with House Republicans today, and Tom DeLay reported to reporters that the CAFTA vote will occur tonight. He vows to hold the vote open as long as it takes to get a majority. He says, we will pass CAFTA tonight. Sounds pretty sure of himself, doesn't
Unbelievable.
He?
Unbelievable.
Yesterday, the House Rules Committee approved a rule that would allow the legislation to come up for a floor vote as early as today. Now we know it's going to be tonight. The rule allows 2 hours of debate, and the legislation cannot be amended. This CAFTA legislation has already been approved by the Senate.
Right. Read that email that we got yesterday.
Yeah.
This is from somebody in Canada, and this is what awaits us. As you can tell from this email.
Yeah. This person's named Lauren, and he says he's from Vancouver, Canada. He says, I have to tell you that our largest city, Toronto, is no longer a Caucasian city. flooded with tribes of drug dealers from all over America and Jamaica. New records each year for murders, home invasions, etc. We on the West Coast are going to have to learn Chinese or Hindi. I am not a racist, and I'm not kidding. We are just outnumbered. Britain today is a black country, and what I can read about it is anyone with any money to do it is leaving. Now our federal government has allowed immigrants to bring in their relatives, including grandparents, who will fill any remaining spaces in hospitals and facilities for the elderly that I've paid taxes for all my life. I'm sure it's all over for us. It's too well orchestrated, and the young dumbed down by TV, the New World Order's greatest weapon. The young have about the intelligence of chimps with an attention span of 10 minutes. Anyway, all the best, kids, and keep fighting. Love and peace. Lauren, Vancouver, Canada.
We couldn't have said it any better. And when you hear that, this is what's awaiting us with CAFTA and these other FTAA.
And this is what's going on in other places, not just here. Yeah.
Now, in the mornings, I listen to a radio show. It's hosted by a guy named Jim Bohan, and it's mainstream radio. Mm-hmm. And he had a report today where he said, now listen to this propaganda. He said that 3 years ago, Osama bin Laden planned on buying tons of cocaine and shipping them into America to poison our youth, our citizens. But I guess that the Colombian drug lords thought twice about it and said this would be bad for business, so they kiboshed the deal. Now, they also said that Osama bin Laden is planning on putting razor blades in all the candy this Halloween.
Osama bin Laden, yeah. Huh?
And Osama bin Laden is also going to shoot down Santa Claus's reindeer this Christmas, too. So, do you see how far the lengths they go to these days? I mean, like Osama bin Laden buying cocaine to ship to America is just unbelievable.
Maybe he'll get the Wicked Witch of the West to join in, too.
Yeah, add that one.
Labor unions are at odds with House Democrats, the Democratic leadership. A broad cross-section of very large labor unions, including the Teamsters Union and the International Association of Firefighters, sent a very strongly worded letter to the Democrats on Monday. They said anybody, any Democrat who votes wrong on CAFTA, and they're against CAFTA because it will kill the American worker, should be removed from the frontline program and doesn't want their support. They're particularly incensed because three Democrats, just days after receiving large campaign contributions, swung their vote to yes. And so they're very, very angry. Now, we have pretty strong opinions on the labor unions, too. But on this one issue, they're all in unity. Mm-hmm. And this encompasses nearly every other large political labor union in the country.
Right. And in, I guess, a similar vein, there's been reports lately that GM sales are up 47%. Well, that's easy to understand because they have these huge employee discounts that they're offering nationwide, where they're basically giving the whole back lot of their automobiles away. If you look at their profits, they're certainly down. So what it comes to is that, say I'm making widgets and it costs me $1 a piece to make them. Well, if I sell them for 90 cents a piece, I can have my sales go through the roof, but my profits are going to keep going the other way because I'm giving these away at less than what it costs to make them. And that's what GM's doing right now.
Yeah. Here's an interesting bit. Air America is being investigated in New York for diverting federal funds, possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars meant for inner-city kids and seniors programs, where the money, I guess, was in the station's coffers. The New York City Department of Investigation is conducting a probe of kids and senior programs that are being ripped off in the Bronx. Air America apparently is in it up to its eyeballs. The DOI said in its initial announcement that it's probing allegations that program officials approved significant inappropriate transactions and falsified documents that were submitted to various city agencies. Apparently, some money was, according to this, loaned to Air America. They were supposed to repay it back with interest, and I guess they didn't. It's curious, though, to see if Randy Rhodes, Al Franken, Janine Garofalo, or Springer are going to even broach this subject at all.
So not only are they spineless up there in Air America, they're also crooked by all accounts. Now, let's talk about Cynthia McKinney. She had this big 9/11 hearing last Friday. That's the day before the D.C. Truth Convergence. And I was very suspicious of it right from the start because one of our chiefs of staff was Mr. John Judge, who still to this day says that Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon, reinforcing the government story.
And the Earth is flat, too.
Yeah. So what she said here during these eight-hour hearings was that we're asking the unanswered questions for the 9/11 families.
You're not asking this one.
Yeah. Well, the big thing about the 9/11 families is, historically, they haven't shown any interest at getting at the truth.
Well, because they've been corralled and herded by people like Kyle Hence, king
right.
of the gatekeepers.
Yeah. Now, one of the family members that had a son die was named Marilyn Rosenthal, and she says 9/11 could have been prevented. So here we go again. We have this lie-hop, negligence, incompetence angle again. And it said, you know, she says that the administration had all these warnings from about Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And again, they're reiterating over and over again the government story. Why isn't anyone talking about controlled demolition? So Cynthia McKinney spent 8 hours, and I read various reports. One on Jeff Rentz's site. Jeff Rentz is still putting, instead of putting forth these articles reinforcing what she says, why doesn't he put rebuttals up there and say, Cynthia, where is the controlled demolition? So here's what they talked about the whole time. They talked about the whitewash committee, John Negroponte, George Bush reading the story about the goat in the classroom, Islam, Al-Qaeda, where they got their finances from, Saddam Hussein.
Cynthia, why don't you start reading goat stories?
Yeah, nothing
time
about...
Time will be better spent.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is this Friday, we're going to put an article on there rebutting everything that Cynthia McKinney does. And I don't know if she means good and she's just duped or if she's just a pawn, whatever. But
well, we do know who she's
demolition.
Linked with.
Yeah,
Mike
Rupert. Exactly.
Okay, Paul Craig Roberts. From Chronicles Magazine has an excellent piece here. It's called America's Descent into the Third World. It talks about the June payroll jobs report. It didn't receive much attention because of the July 4th holiday, but just thought I'd let you know this. The depressing 21st century job performance of U.S. economy continues unabated. 144,000 private sector jobs were created, each in domestic services. 56,000 jobs created in professional and business services. Half of these are in administrative and waste services. 38,000 jobs created in education and health services, almost all of which are in health care and social assistance. 19,000 jobs created in leisure and hospitality, almost all of which are waitresses and bartenders. Roberts asks the question, where is the new crop of engineering and science graduates? Mm-hmm. Well, a country that doesn't manufacture has very little need of engineers. Mm-hmm. And so he asks the question, what kind of country, you know, doesn't need engineers, kills its industrial base? How long will parents pay $100,000 tuitions so that their kids can get out of college and become waitresses or bartenders or temps? And there's a very unsettling trend with software development companies advertising job listings for foreigners only. A lot of them want you to have a trade NAFTA visa, which is given out to Mexicans and Canadians, and American citizens need not apply for these jobs. And the reason that the Mexicans and Canadians are getting them is because they agree to work for below the prevailing U.S. salary.
Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to see the Bilderberg's hidden hand once again. Everybody knows, I'm sure by now, that a Chinese state-run company called CNOOC put in a bid to buy Unocal. Well, I recently found out that one of their representatives works for a company called Akin Gump, and we know that the head of that is Mr. Vernon Jordan, longtime Bilderberg luminary. Also, another company representing CNOOC is Kissinger and Associates.
Great. The
namesake, of course, of Henry Kissinger, longtime Bilderberg. Also, 2 months ago, this company, Akin Gump, dropped their representation of Unocal, or of the company that's bidding against CNOOC. Mm-hmm. So what they did, the Bilderberg company is actually siding with the Chinese company and not side. They dropped their representation of the American company.
What's it going to take to see all this, people?
Yeah.
You need to start telling everybody as loudly as you can.
Now, we know that one of the long-term Bilderberg goals has been to exploit this Chinese market where mm-hmm. there's a billion right. potential consumers. We know that Bill Clinton was paraded around the Bilderbergs in mm-hmm. 1991 in Baden-Baden, Germany. 1992, he was elected president, and two of his primary goals was to get NAFTA and GATT passed, which he did, and also to open up trade with China, which he did.
Yeah.
America is being sold out.
Right, and tonight, Tom DeLay says they will pass CAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something to make your heart feel all warm and fuzzy. Jane Fonda is going to be going on a cross-country mm-hmm. tour in March to express her opposition to the war in Iraq. Gee, how long did it take her? I hope that people feel a little bit differently about Jane. Jane's very excited about this tour because they certainly didn't have much use for her after her little tour of North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gunning, sitting on top of that during the Vietnam War. I mean, it's just a joke. Why don't you go out now, Jane? Why don't you go after 9/11 truth? Controlled demolition.
Yeah, that would be a better stance there. The deficit. Nobody seems to talk about it as much as we would like them to. It's nearing right now. This is the federal deficit. It's nearing $8 trillion. Now, to put that into some kind of perspective, if a propeller on an airplane spun at 2,000 revolutions per second, that's fast. That's really, really fast. It would take 7,000 years to reach 8 trillion revolutions. That's how big our federal deficit is. Also, there's reports that more and more plans are being made to move personnel out of our nation's capital. That means from the Pentagon and also intel agencies, move them out of D.C. and move them more into the center of the country.
Well, Ron Paul has written up a commentary on the Patriot Act. It appears Congress passed legislation last week that reauthorizes the Patriot Act for another 10 years. Yay. And he says, governments tend to do what they can get away with rather than what the law allows them to. He also says all governments seek to increase their power over the people they govern, whether we want to recognize it or not. He says the Patriot Act is a vivid example of this, and constitutions and laws don't keep government power in check. Only a vigilant populace can do that. Great, Ron. Now go after 9/11 truth.
Yeah.
Controlled demolition.
Since we're speaking about that, three more people have come out now reaffirming that there were underground, massive underground explosions on the morning of 9/11. We all know that William Rodriguez, he's come out for months now and has been speaking about it.
Uh-huh.
He was on the European 9/11 tour. But just within the last few weeks, three more individuals have come out. One is named Philippe David. He works for a company called Aramark Company. Also, Salvatore Giambanco, who is an office painter in the World Trade Center Tower. And lastly, Jose Sanchez, who worked maintenance in the World Trade Center Tower. So now we have four workers, first-hand testimony of underground explosions way in the sub-basements of the WTC. No mainstream media coverage whatsoever.
And apparently Rodriguez is on the front page of the American
Free Press,
thank you, today, too. So it'll be interesting. We didn't get ours, did we?
Yeah.
We got a
copy of it yesterday. And since it mentioned it, there's an article in here about a woman named Cindy Sheehan. And she recently met with George Bush because her son got killed in Iraq.
Mm.
Well, a lot of people wonder what kind of constitution makes up these people in the New World Order. What are they like? Because they're different than we are. Well, here's just a few quick words that Cindy Sheehan reported to Greg Zemanski, and it was reprinted in the American Free Press. She said that she's talking about George Bush. This is a human being totally disconnected from humanity and reality. His eyes were empty, hollow shells. She also said that it was one of the most disgusting experiences I ever had, and that the whole meeting was simply bizarre and disgusting. She said she was so repulsed by George Bush. And also what they do is when they brought these families to meet Bush, they put all of them in separate rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's so that
they
can't
talk to each other.
Yeah, so they can't gang up on the president. So he goes and meets every one of them separately. And she said he's just like completely removed from any compassion, reality, anything. He's just like a monster.
Bush is a cyborg.
Yeah. Finally, today, we've all heard about George Bush bragging about the coalition of the willing. That's all these all these countries that are helping us fight the war on terror in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Well, originally, there were 47 countries. And George Bush would loud, look at this, we have the whole world behind us. But now, 26 of these countries, of the original 47, 26 have either pulled out mm-hmm. or are in the process of pulling all their troops out.
Yeah.
So that means there's only 21 countries left. Now, of these 21, there's only 3 countries that have troops over 1,000. That's it. Only 3 over 1,000. That's the United Kingdom, South Korea, and also Poland. So the coalition of the willing is quickly becoming the coalition of the gone.
Yeah, and add to that the coalition of the criminally complicit, and we might as well put the mainstream media right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
To me, they're criminal.
Yeah, and now can you see why these attacks in London are so important to the New World Order? Mm-hmm. Because the UK said that within the next 18 months, it was going to start pulling its troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq. So what they had to do was go over there on 3 separate occasions, blow up subways and buses and so forth, so that people could get back into fear mode.
Right. So who do you think's going to do the fighting and the dying now, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So these are the things you have to pay attention to. Don't allow these fear mongers on the radio to take your freedom away from you.
Right.
When we were down here in D.C., we exhibited everything we knew about freedom. You can do the same thing.
Right.
But if you get brainwashed by these guys that tell you that you're under a police state, that the military, that we're under military attack, then take your freedom and just give it up now.
Right. You know, we told you a lot of bad news today, but as long as there's a breath inside your body, you should never stop fighting.
That's right.
Never, ever. There's always hope as long as we have a breath in us. Never, ever give up.
Truth, freedom, and faith. Those are the 3 things that are most important, along with love.
Right.
So, folks, tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Mark Farrell mm-hmm. on our show. This is going to be a barn burner for sure.
I'd like to also thank Sam and Trish Britton from theinformationcorner.com. They let us know that they've been broadcasting Wing TV every day on 98.7 FM in Owensville, Missouri. So thanks very much to Sam and Trish. They're awesome people.
They are.
They're going to be on our show, I believe, August 12th. So we're looking forward to that very much.
So until tomorrow, folks, keep your eyes open mm-hmm. because there's a lot going on.
Let's see what happens tonight with CAFTA.